The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Forever.
Into a black hole.
That's destroyed.
But you're still sinking. You just eventually get crushed to death.
Are you? Or are you just going forward into it? Is every direction forward in space?
Yes.
Yes.
There are no directions in space.
But what if you're going backwards?
There's no direction to this show because it's listener interaction. Episode 182 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
You got something to say? You got something to say?
Say it!
Say it with your chest. What is his name, the comedian?
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Can't wait till like our show blows up and people are like just cutting all the things Doyle says and putting it to music.
It's happened. Right.
I love the little black child.
It's all right. That's how we get to where we are now.
My wife has all my money.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 182 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
I am no longer going to be watching Twatch.
Oh, okay. So I'll pull that up just in case.
Twatch?
Twitch.
Oh.
Tweech.
Plashies.
Oh, the Tweech.
Also, I just belched into this mic, so.
Do the Tweech.
That one's Gabe's mic.
Yes.
Live from Juan's house.
Forever pew, 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 pew.
Sometimes I wonder if this even is Juan's house.
Maybe no, it's Hannah, no.
Did she not have dinner?
Hannah constantly is asking for a snack, constantly. She's fine.
Say something so Thinking Outside the Long Box knows you're here.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Probably we should say something so they know we're
here. Yeah, we're live on
Facebook.
We're
live, everybody. Hey.
Four people watching, five people watching. Hey, Chelsea Fender, how are you, ma'am?
Hello, everybody.
John Rink, what's up?
What's up, John Rink?
John Rink.
We love John Rink.
Dude.
Are you tired? Just chugging some coffee?
No, I need to not, like...
burp.
Cough constantly.
God, don't be a little snatch.
How is that me being a snatch? I don't want to cough into the mic for like the next hour.
I've never heard anyone call anyone else a snatch.
Oh, man. You have no fun at work, it sounds like.
New t-shirt idea for the show, I think. Don't be such a snatch.
Maybe that'll sell.
It would.
Don't be a snatch.
Don't be a snatch.
Don't be a snatch.
But we can't.
Chelsea Fender said something. I don't know what that means.
Something.
She's letting us know that she's here.
Oh, say something. That's right. You're right. You're right.
It reminds me of. Oh, wait, no, that actually makes somewhat sense.
What?
That made somewhat sense. So we got our evaluations.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I mentioned something without explaining it whatsoever.
Yes, a lot.
We got our evaluations at work, right?
And oh, then, how did yours go?
It was good for the most part. But there was they're anonymous, you know. So one person under the assertiveness section, like, are you assertive, blah, 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 blah. Or no, sorry, under the...
What, they give you like a 30 out of 10?
No, sorry, it was the accountability part, because it made no sense. It was like, is this person like accountable or whatever? They're like, it just said be more assertive, all in caps, under a section that made no sense for it. Like, is honesty or something like that. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like,
maybe keeping other people honest?
I don't know. It was very bizarre.
Sounds bizarre.
Honestly, they were all good. Like, everything was
so
fine.
You four listeners, let us know if there's any topics you want to talk about.
If you would like Doyle to be more assertive.
Be more assertive.
No, we need Doyle to be less assertive.
I feel like I'm plenty assertive also.
That's what I said. We need Doyle to be less assertive.
Your bosses get mad at you.
It wasn't from one of my bosses.
Oh, all right.
These were from like coworkers. We had the boss ones too, but those ones are actually like, they're still anonymous, but there's only three of them.
Which one of you fuckers said this? Hey, three listeners.
It's like, be more aggressive. I don't
know. What are we talking about? What did you guys do this week, this last 2 weeks?
I shipped beef to different places.
I shipped other things to several places.
Yeah, I was really sick last week. Dude, I've been home for like 5 days.
I've been getting like that too, but I didn't stay at home.
Yeah, I got nuked. My whole house got nuked with illness.
I went to work and spread it amongst my peers.
Doyle's coronavirus.
As we are expected to do where I work.
Doyle's Modelo virus.
I definitely watched a lot of Antiques Roadshow. Because when I'm sick, I just want quiet things on.
Mm.
And so there's this app called Pluto TV that has a lot of...
Pluto Nash?
No, just Pluto TV. Mm. No, not Pluto Nash. Jesus God, that's a terrible movie. But
did you start a watch party again so I can yell at your people?
No, I haven't because I don't know where my phone's at. It's probably... Right here.
Do that whole up your butt and around the corner.
Can you look in the pocket?
Up your ass and to the left.
Anyway, so
nope.
Pluto has a ton of streaming. It's a bad deal. I don't know where my phone's at. Probably in
Gabe
the car.
No longer has a phone.
I'm sure it's in my car.
But how will he get
seven people are watching all of a sudden. Eight people are watching all of a sudden. What's up, everybody? It doesn't tell me who's watching. I'm sorry. Nine people are watching right now.
That's awesome.
Woo, get
do you have
some.
An app that tells you what books from the Book of Satan you have to read every day, like the Bible?
No. That is,
everything that you have to recite in the morning?
Oh, I thought. There's not a Satan book?
No.
I mean, I know it wouldn't be about Satan, but I assume there was still a book of something.
Chelsea says she loves Pluto TV.
It is.
Getting
it's
us back to wherever we were.
I've never heard of it, but I'll check it out.
All that Satan talk, back down to four viewers.
Pluto Television basically has a ton of streaming stuff. And one of the things that they have is an Antiques Roadshow channel. It just plays Antiques Roadshow. It's
makes
amazing.
Sense. There's probably
is that where that was right. That where that guy faked had it? He didn't know how much a Rolex was worth or some shit?
Yeah, he fainted because he had no idea.
Yeah, he fainted because he had no idea that Rolexes weren't worth a shit ton of money.
No, he knows it's worth a shit ton of money, but he bought it for like $300, and now it's worth like $50,000.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have fainted.
Dude, he still has the receipt for it.
Nah, probably.
Skip Fender watches the Leverage channel. It's a pretty good show.
I love Leverage. You would probably really like Leverage because it's effectively a bunch of criminals.
Wow.
No, listen.
Because I'm a criminal. No,
yeah.
It's a bunch of criminals that have, like, reformed, and they use all of
I'm
their
I'm going to tell Skip you're talking shit about him, by the way. And he's big. He's going to come kick your ass.
Like 30 seconds. They use all of their old heist skills to, like, get revenge
Chelsea's
for
husband.
People that can't get justice through the criminal justice system.
Skip was. Really
it's a great cool show.
I guess not my dad's name, but that's what people called him. My parental father.
Something I learned while watching Leverage, the white guy that plays like the handyman badass.
Right.
He's actually like a really well-known country singer.
Huh. I did not know that.
On really Leverage?
Yeah.
Jesus, I've never heard of any of this.
Yeah.
Me neither. I've never heard of
it's
none
a really
of this
cool
stuff.
Show.
Leverage,
like, I think,
pineapples,
I genuinely
or
think
Plutos.
You really like it.
Pineapples.
People named Skip.
Skip. He's big. He's a big dude.
Tim and I
And
watched.
He's got a big fucking beard. Is amazing. I wish my beard.
My
I wish
father.
I could grow my
Skip
beard.
Skip, how old are you?
She's got a fabulous beard.
Yeah.
Tim and I watched Get Hard last night.
She said Skip's listening.
Get Hard was so fucking funny last
Get
night.
Get Hard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that the one with The Rock? Oh,
no,
Kevin
Ferrell
Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Shit's fucking hilarious.
That is a funny movie.
We could do blackface. What?
What the hell did you just say?
I will say that is a movie that is enhanced by weed, though.
Oh, for sure.
We
were laughing at really stupid stuff
last
night about that movie.
It's funny without weed, but it's not that funny without weed.
It was pretty funny.
I thought it was only all right.
I bet.
You're very judgy.
I was at about 85% hilarity last night. I bet it would be at about 50% right now.
Oh, probably.
For sure.
Walk the line.
It's the Walk Hard is the funny version of Walk the Line. I just said the non-funny version.
God.
Oh, man. Who
Doyle's
knows what's
worst.
Going on
Doyle's
right now?
The worst right now.
It's not even weeded.
I watched a shit ton of Doctor Who lately. I've been watching a lot of Doctor
Mel's
Who.
Mel's been catching up on Doctor Who.
I've been amping myself up to get reinvested because I'm so far behind.
It is a lot behind that you could be, for sure.
I think Mel and I are like... 4 or 5 seasons behind on that show.
Chelsea said they watched the other guys recently.
I think I'm on
that show's funny too.
Season 4 or 5, which...
No, you cannot be.
Yeah.
With David Tennant? That would be 4, I think. Or that might be the very beginning of Matt Smith.
The last episode I remember is the episode where they're all stuck in like eternal traffic.
David Tennant. That's the one with the face of Bo.
Yeah, where they explain the face of Bo.
Yeah, yep.
That was the last episode I remember
watching. That's the one where the face of Bo dies.
I know, that was a sad...
Gridiron.
Yeah.
That was a sad episode.
Yes, it was.
And I think it put me off. It was too sad almost. So I was like, you killed the face of Bo!
We're on season 12, bro.
I know, it's so far.
Just do what I did, dude. Just skip to the recent one. I love
the show, too.
I've watched the...
It's tough because you... It's tough only in the villain's sake, because you're right. You can skip to any doctor and it's not really going to matter, but you won't be as invested in some of the villains as you should be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Are we still dealing with, like, Darlax?
You are still dealing with some Daleks and some Cybermen is coming up.
Definitely some Darlax.
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 So, but for me, I'm caught up, except for obviously what's going on today, but... I was trying to find – I made a video of it, and I was trying to find like how – why – I was trying to find a reason why this one maybe isn't as popular as some of the others. What should we talk about? Okay. I was like, what the fuck?
The scathing racism?
I think it's the scathing environmentalism. I think that's turning people off. Sure. Not just environmentalism, but like SJW stuff. I think it, and because she's a woman, and I know a lot of people don't like that, but I do think that
are they always women?
No, the doctor's never been a woman before.
Oh, sorry, I meant the whole companion.
No, it's the doctors, and they're I know a lot of people are not too into that. But she's been pretty heavy-handed with, like, you guys are destroying the oceans and the atmosphere and stuff like that. And I know people aren't necessarily... I feel
like people are just getting tired of that right now. Because that's like...
I think so, too. Because it's...
That is like this sledgehammer that is being struck against society. And there's just never any constructive, like, solution to it. It's like, hey, fuckers, you suck. How can we fix it? You can't. You're men. It's just like, oh...
I don't think it's just you can't, you're men. I think it's you can't, like, we've fucked it so bad, right. We don't know that there's a way to go back.
Yeah. That also.
I think that it's turning people off, though, because she came out and – because people were really mean to her before she ever started, and she came out and said some shitty stuff back, and so people were like, ah, we're not watching. And so it just turned into this weird fucking ball of – it's her name is Jodie Whittaker, but I've never heard of her before this.
I was like, there's only one woman I can think of that should be the doctor, and it's not her.
I've never heard of any of these people before they were the doctor. The
next doctor is supposed to be a black woman.
No, it is a black woman. Yeah. But it's weird because she happens to be at a time where – because it's already happened. But she's a doctor, but the solution to ask to who she is has not been answered yet.
Who's but the super Chibnall, androgynous chick like from that stupid zombie movie that we all hated?
Or at least bald lady everybody from the Avengers, from Marvel.
Tilda Swinton.
There you go.
She should be the doctor. If you're going to make a female
Oh,
doctor.
Man. Tilda Swinton would be great a
fucking
doctor.
Rad doctor.
David Herrera said, who won the debate last night?
Oh.
Not America.
Not America is the right answer.
Yeah.
Isn't that dauntingly horrible? The fact that we are just inevitably dealing with four more years of Donald Trump.
I mean, I feel like that's how it feels. I can tell you the one thing that I took away from the debate last night. I know this isn't like very pop culture-y.
Is why
I refuse.
Every 4 years is definitely pop culture-y. 100%.
And he's Trump, so it's more pop culture.
It's true. You could not get me to vote for Joe Biden. Period.
Oh, he's
just came across as the biggest fucking.
But I honestly don't think that he's going to be the nominee.
I don't think so.
He has very little money, supposedly, now. And he came in fourth place, and then who knows what's going to happen in the next one, which is tomorrow, huh? I think it is tomorrow. I think New Hampshire is tomorrow.
You think they're going to go with...
I think it's either going to be Sanders or Buttigieg.
Yeah, the Pete guy.
Yeah.
I feel like it has to be Buttigieg, but Sanders, I feel like he'll lose just because he's a loser. But like,
I don't know, man. I
feel like Sanders is probably the Democrats' best chance to win.
I feel like there was a lot of people
loses
who
loses everything.
But I feel like there were a lot of people who voted for Trump who came out and said, "I would have voted for Sanders."
Yeah,
but getting political, knows? We're getting more
hey,
views.
Buddy, that's what happens.
Yeah,
getting
I
political
like
and we
politics.
I like Sanders, like his way that he talks and the things. I do actually think he's a little too extreme on certain
things. I do feel like at some point we need to just get all of them together and just be like, look, you don't have a chance. Stop. Stop fucking around. We need to get to work.
Yeah.
Stop this madness.
I feel like you give them all handguns.
So to circle back to Doctor Who.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Because I have a comment in my watch party. Because, yes, I started one.
What Democratic winner would be most emasculating to the Don? That's David, I think.
Melissa Miller just said Janet Freyer from Stargate SG-1 would make a good
Okay. doctor. That is.
You're right.
That's somebody...
I can see that.
So we spoke about this a long time ago, and I don't know if you two were in it, but we spoke about what would happen if the roles switched and you missed out, because I don't think Jodie is – she doesn't seem as impassioned and as quirky as the last few have, and the companions to me don't seem – as in, like, there's four or five of them now, and so it's hard to. Usually, it's one or two, and you're yeah. and they're as much they're a part as everything invested. As everything else. Yeah. And so we talked about one of the doctors came out and said, it's not a good idea to have a female doctor only because the male doctor generally portrays kind of the dunce guy. He doesn't know a lot. The woman companion comes along and saves him a lot of the time. And I feel like I don't think that that's necessarily the case, but I feel like the dynamic is not working as well. And I don't think that Jodie is making the best of what I think the doctor is, but it has nothing to do with the SJW or she's a woman or anything. I just don't think – when I think the doctor, I just don't think that's – she's hitting the point yet.
In right. a way to try to like be completely non-political about it, it might be because she's a woman though. Like you just get naturally ingrained in things over so long that like sometimes it's just hard to switch over.
It might be.
She's a woman, right. But because she's a woman.
It's not – a failing that yeah. she's a woman. It's that the doctor has been a man since yeah. the 50s. You yeah. know,
it's hard to.
It's black and white.
It's got to be a really hard for people to separate that in a lot of ways.
I just wish that they would go back to her and one other person, whether it's a female or a male or whatever. I think it's four, if I'm remembering correctly.
It's the old guy.
It might be three, actually.
It's the old guy, the black guy,
and it's all men. It is three. It's three.
Yeah, it feels like it should be a two people thing.
Because the only way to get any kind of backstory or anything between all four of them is to read the comic. Because that explains their origin and how they met each other a lot better than the show does.
Right.
Because the show's like, hey, we're all here and we're together now.
Well, I think even when it was when it was Rory and Amy, Rory until the very end, I don't think was really a big part. I mean, they did a whole bunch of episodes without Rory.
Haven't even seen the shows.
Rory didn't seem like the doctor's companion. He seemed like her
right.
companion.
I agree with that. Yeah. I can agree with that.
Companions have companions.
Yeah, companion of companion.
He was technically her companion. They got married.
Yeah. Then they had a kid, and that's the companion of the companion's
yeah.
companion.
Yeah, and then the kid tried to kill the doctor, and then they got married.
Huh. The doctor's married?
Companionception.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's actually really good. Yeah, it's actually awesome. Really good.
I just don't like it.
It's a crazy way because you meet her on the day she dies, but she's already lived through everything. And so you meet her on David Tennant's doctor all the way through Peter Matt. Capaldi's doctor. Yeah. Which was the doctor before Jodie Whittaker.
It's not making sense. I haven't seen any of this, but
it's really good. It I think it's really good.
I made it.
He's
to
been
Peter
single
Capaldi.
For like a like, million years.
Peter Capaldi.
He
a
hasn't been
for
single
me.
For a long time though. He's been married for at least 7 or 8 seasons.
Okay, yeah, but I'm saying for like a bajillion years before that, he was single.
You know, he just never mentioned.
They always went super into the future in the first several seasons. He never had a mate.
No, that, so
in the modern seasons or the classic seasons?
The classic seasons. So, like, if you go back, like, I mean, several of the, you know, the first 5 seasons, they go far into the future.
Of the classic or the modern?
I don't. What's the one that I watched?
The modern series. Okay.
Modern series, okay.
It's hard yeah. because they're both. They both have seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4, oh, yeah. 5.
They go far into the future, and he's not married.
No.
He just never talks about her.
He just doesn't talk yeah. about her because it's at a different time in his life.
Correct.
What?
It's weird.
I'm telling you, once when you watch it, it makes sense. Like, and it's actually really, really cool.
Yeah, watch it, Doyle.
I guess.
I'm just gonna... I would watch it.
What is it even on that I can watch? I don't have to buy 90 series of Doctor Who.
That I don't know.
I can definitely obtain it legally.
I don't
somehow.
Know if BBC America has them for stream. I don't know.
It was on Netflix for a while.
It was on Netflix for a while, too.
I do technically, but I don't.
If you have cable, you should be able to sign into BBC America.
I feel like we need to get back to politics. Now we're down to four people. Yes.
I would check Amazon.
Fuck you, Donald Trump.
Check your Amazon Prime. Might
fuck
be on
you,
there.
Donald Trump, he says. Yeah.
Hey, we got one extra viewer.
We're up to two.
Okay.
We start bashing Trump. They come flocking
we're
in.
We're up to eight, buddy.
I won't go super into detail because he might listen to this episode. It's one of my buddies.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Donald Trump. I was like, what?
No.
Thinking outside the long box, worst podcast ever. Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake pods.
No, I have a friend. I was talking about politics. And the words that came out of his, evidently he's a Trump supporter, and I did not know this, so I'm just like dogging on Trump. It's like, fair. Honestly, I think Trump could be the best president ever.
Oh,
I was like,
my God.
Are you retarded?
I was like, beyond the point that you like him in general, which is hard for me to believe. I was like, it's not hard for me to believe because he's a younger male, so I actually can kind of get it.
Nikki Elizabeth Carlson, like, what the hell is this shit? Laugh out loud. I don't know who that is.
She's a friend of mine from an old nerd group.
Oh.
How can you say that, even best president?
David Herrera said, hey! Well, I don't know what that's to either.
He's angry that I we're dogging
like,
on Trump.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like,
is Jesus
it's a joke.
I was like,
it's
is he ever
joke.
I don't know what he's doing.
I was like, how can you say Abe Lincoln and then say Trump is the best president?
That's Jesus' pick, by the way, is what David said.
Jesus' pick is Donald Trump. Yeah.
It's weird because she just commented, but I don't see her comment over here. I saw it on the iPad, which is really weird.
One Republican Mexican named Jesus doesn't mean that we need to be suffering for another 4 years. This orange motherfucker.
I was talking to somebody about it at work, and I was like, look, I don't think that – I don't necessarily – because I can't say this with and be sure. But I don't think that I disagree with every that's single orange. Thing the guy says. I can't. I don't.
Nope.
It's that I can't legitimately look at my son and say I wish you were like the president of the United States because he's an awful human being.
I have nothing – it has nothing to do with even Trump. It's just like, is that figure presidential? And I'd say the answer
no.
is no.
Like, no.
He he's an awful human.
As far as, like, is Trump just a Trump? Yeah, he's a Trump. He's fine.
There's definitely a ton of things that he does that I completely disagree with. And the way that he's, like, staffed his entire presidency, like, all of that shit is a fucking nightmare. Right?
Yes.
Sure, there are definitely positives to his presidency.
No one wishes that hair on anyone, says Nikki.
Because literally anybody could do better at this point.
Like, well, and not to mention, if any single person at this table, including myself, was the president, I would say the exact same thing. That person is not presidential, including myself.
That's why we don't run for fucking president.
Yes, it's like,
I don't know, man. I feel like I could do better.
Except for maybe Juan over here. Hashtag perfect life.
I don't think I could do better. I feel like
you could do better.
I feel like
you could do better.
I feel like you're at least smart enough to go like, hey, who knows how to
exactly.
do this shit?
Exactly.
Do it?
Like, yeah.
Which is what I would do. If somehow the world voted me president, I would be like, get me
all
get
of
me
the smartest people
in the world.
Yeah.
And Ted Nugent. We have to have a wild card.
Not Ted Nugent. Your wild card should be something.
Nikki says she disagrees she'd suck as president. Serious ass, she said. Suck some serious
nice.
Ass. I don't know why some of her comments aren't relaying over here. That's
I'll be
weird.
The president who made zero decisions every time I talk. What do you think about this? I think it's a thing, and we'll look into it.
it's just a serious matter. It's just a slightly lesser Trump, basically.
Pretty much.
What
somehow
if you got the
no walls?
What if you got the Sanders Buttigieg combo?
I don't know, man. The Buddha sandwich.
The Buddha sandwich.
The booty judge.
The booty judge. He kind of is. Isn't he gay?
He is gay. Yeah.
See?
He is
the booty judge.
He is the booty judge.
Anybody could be a booty judge. I'm just saying.
I know, but like that he relishes.
We should get rid of the whole way we vote for president right now. And you have to be – to run, you have to be incredibly radical in some field. And then we just lotto you in and see if that shit works. Because everything we've been doing for like quite a while now, not really working out. So we'll just be like, let's get the fucking gay guy who hates Jews in there.
Wow. All right,
that guy didn't work. Let's get the, you know what I'm saying?
Eat the booty like groceries, Nikki says. Wow, who is this lady?
Where have you been?
Are you drunk, Nikki?
I definitely, the Electoral College needs to go. It's time. It's a mess. It's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Also, caucusing. That needs
to
go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That shit was a nightmare.
For the second year in a row. Yeah. Or no, what, three?
To fund like more than $5 towards the campaign needs to go. Like, well, you need to not be able to buy presidents.
A lot of other countries have set funding. You get like X amount of money.
So, but along with that, you have to get the people who air your commercials to lower the price of that shit. Because a lot of that stuff is why you have to raise so much money.
No, just don't have commercials on fucking TV anymore. Just run them all online, government sponsored, and like whatever. Fucking Netflix will do.
She says she's a hoot. You don't even know. You don't even know.
She is drunk. When you're repeating yourself in a single comment.
I haven't seen a single presidential ad on TV because I don't watch TV, but I know everybody's running. You know what I'm saying? Because the internet exists.
Right.
So we don't have to do that shit anymore. I think we're very close to not having
that. I think a lot of – there's still a lot of people who are our age to older who watch a lot of TV still.
And they don't vote. So who cares?
I hope they vote. I mean, they might not vote, I guess. I hope they do.
Trump is the president. They don't.
Well, that's not true because he won the – I mean, a lot more people voted than we're giving him credit for. Tim, respect me, she said.
No, I think it's like less than a third of the nation voted.
I think it was
like
about
that.
Half of the nation.
I don't think it was nearly half.
I think that's what they reported.
You know,
who knows?
Have the best voting numbers so far?
Like
most people who turned out to vote.
In history? At least it was in the primaries he did. I don't know about in the general election.
I was wrong. 61%.
Of the vote? So, really?
Yeah, 61% of the citizen voting age population reported voting.
But still, 60.
Reported.
Let's just say 60%.
Not even.
More than 30% of those people didn't vote for Donald Trump. So you're talking a quarter of the fucking country dealt with all. Can we at least name the caucus as something different? We might take it more seriously.
I want an app, right?
Fucking David.
The caucuses.
It's a mixture of cock and Caucasian.
Thumbs up or a thumbs down. And if it's a thumbs up, the average is that person voted for Trump, and you get to slap that person.
To be honest, though, I feel like my voice means absolutely dick.
Well, yeah, it does.
It's hard. It's hard because we can't even hear you. The electoral college. It takes away that voice, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, the fact that the person that won the popular election lost the presidency, like that's
how voting day is not a national fucking holiday where everything shuts down and everybody doesn't go out and vote is insane.
Don't fill out your selective service card and it's an automatic voter registration card. Also insane.
And like, I literally think there should be government funded classes on how to vote, what voting means, like at the library,
like how
or something.
Important it is.
Yeah, like before every election.
Put it back into high school and middle school.
Civics classes.
Yeah, bring
there
that
are,
shit
there
back.
There are straight up, like, grown-ass adults that don't understand how our government works.
But, I mean, I think that goes along with everything.
I would say
a lot of adults don't know how to balance their checkbook or how a bank account works or
how
the fuck to do any of that stuff.
X money, you spend X money, you have X money left. Like, it's not that hard.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of adulty things that don't get taught.
I'm going on because I've heard other people say that.
Filing your taxes, which doesn't make any sense because I think the IRS has all of my shit anyways. Like, just do it over there.
Yes.
Yeah, why do I need to fill out this piece of paper? Yeah. You already know
so
what
that
I'm
we
making.
Fuck it up and that they get paid less.
So going back to
or
the
more.
Ads a little bit because there's a little bit of a delay. Melissa Miller, the same one, said that YouTube has so many ads and I won't pay YouTube to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, on Hulu, every ad break has a Michael Bloomberg ad. Like, every fucking
that
ad.
That guy is trying to buy his way
that
in.
That dude is
hard.
Straight up just
by the way,
to buy his way into the presidency.
I do pay not to see your shit.
I'll tell you right now, that dude gets into office, it's just as bad as Trump, but for the fucking opposite reason.
Yeah.
Like,
radicalized everything. Let's just see what works.
None of that's going to work.
None of it's working now. What does he even do?
The economy's great, bro.
It's not great.
Corporations are doing great. People are not.
And that's the tough thing, because that's just the thing you say, because it really is doing good, but it's not really doing good for the people who need it to be doing good.
Right. If you look at like good on like a per – this is globally good, it's not that great. Like it's doing better than it has been.
In a long time.
So – But is that because of Trump? More than likely
not. No. I had this conversation. Yeah. It's hard because I don't think the economy is something you can contribute to just one presidency.
Absolutely.
Because it's been growing for a long time.
It's been like 10 to 15 years after a presidency. So who knows who did this? Maybe fucking...
But who knows how long this train's going to last, because a lot of economists are saying we're probably due for another recession in the next four or 5 years.
But like why... There's things or that sooner. He does and says that to me... We just live in a fictional place. Like so anything having to do with the wall, but also that people just believe it. And I work with all these people. I know that they do. Like, they'll come and be like, no, dude, Trump's building the wall. And I'm like, dude, it's like 17 miles of fucking wall. Like,
no, he's been like blowing up like national lands and stuff at this point.
There's no fucking wall, dude. And what he did build that's fell true. Over.
A lot of what he's contributing to the wall being built is just redoing repairs. Exactly. Parts. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Honestly, he's just throwing some money in a few areas where it looks good.
Hey, Megan.
That's what he said he was going to do.
Love you, Megan.
And everyone was stupid enough to believe that he could do it. And everyone was stupid enough to believe they get Mexico to pay for it, which how the fuck – that's not going
to
work.
And they forgot about like the 60 to 70 people who fucking go on airplanes. They don't cross the wall, motherfuckers. Like,
yeah, nobody does
that. They fly here.
Like, it is cheaper to buy a fucking plane ticket, come here and stay, than it is to be like coyote? A coyote and risk the desert.
Well, even parts of the wall that have been built, they've fallen over. They've already had people cut giant holes and drive trucks through them.
I was reading
fucking tunnels under them.
There was an article I was reading the other day.
You just jumped into a very serious conversation.
It's not that serious.
There was an article I read the other day where there's a sectional wall that has floodgates underneath of it that have to stay open for months at a time, and they are tall enough for a human being to like
just go through.
Yeah, to just walk right under.
The dumbest shit. Where they're like, Bernie Sanders is just a panderer, and I'm like, dude, Trump holds a rally like every 2 weeks. Where he just gets up and goes, "How cool am I?"
Here's what I'll say to that.
Said Megan.
Here's what I'll say to that. I've been working for the post office for almost 10 years. The entire time Trump has been in office, his campaign material has not stopped.
Yeah.
The entire time.
It should say loves to pander across his forehead. Like, whatever will make him popular at the moment, that's what he's going to get up and say.
100%.
And he's going to say it. At least to anybody who will fucking listen.
I love the Daily Show sends out a dude to Trump rallies, and he does this like interview judo kind of shit, but it's not like judo. He'll just say shit, and the Trump people will be like, yeah, I agree. And then he'll be like, but Trump's doing what you just disagreed with. Like, it's just funny. I have to show it to you guys, but it's really funny to me.
It's just pretty, like, nobody really knows.
It just makes people look stupid.
And on the other side, that people don't know what's going on. Megan's... Fucking everyone I believed with thought that he got impeachment, that he wasn't even the president anymore. So it's not like
Jesus
people.
Christ, guys.
It's not like people are stupid on one side of the aisle.
No,
like,
people are just
they're
stupid.
They're stupid in general.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know how many times I explained to you, like, no, Trump's still the president. It's not even going to go to the next level.
It's never. Never.
I was like, honestly,
20
was...
more Republicans were never going to get behind this. Never.
The weird thing of, like, it should not be up to you if what you are doing is illegal.
I agree.
That should never happen. But beyond that.
And the fact that they call it a trial with jurors, but there's no witnesses and no evidence presented.
Yes, yeah.
What the fuck?
But clearly,
like, if I just said, I'm sorry, at this trial, we will not be presenting any evidence against me. The judge would be like, the fuck we aren't. Like,
yeah.
But here's the thing is, this whole thing wasn't about getting Trump out of presidency. It would just make him look bad before the re-election.
Well, of course.
And like that's what people understand. I'm like,
the problem is that they probably put the nail in the coffin for him getting a second term now.
Because
the Democrats are fucking up so royally.
Maybe,
that
but
they
people
don't
are
have
fucking
a contender.
Stupid. Like I said, like nobody knows.
It's tough. I think they have a good chance, but his path to 273 or 271, whatever the fuck it is pretty close.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
It's going to be tough.
Because Florida always fucks up somehow.
They're all like, goddamn, let's take some meth and vote Trump.
Goddamn Florida.
All it is like just four more years of... See, what I don't get is like how the environment, I feel, of like is one way, but the president is the other way. Like the SJ Warriors thing. It's like the whole like political correctness of like the common day movement. But our fucking president's up there grabbing her by the pussy left and right, basically. And it's fine.
The real problem totally is the disconnect. Fine. People feel completely disenfranchised from voting, so they just don't. Like 40% of the nation doesn't vote. And that's like.
I thought it was vastly more than that.
It's
too.
Almost.
But still, that's
a
lot of people. It's 40% is a lot of
if
people.
I would have, but if I would have, like, if you would have told me put money on it, I would have been around like the 25% of people vote.
But as we've already talked about, popular vote does not choose the president. So why should people go out and vote?
Yeah,
because they don't understand. That's the other thing is because they don't understand how it works. I mean, we still need you to go vote, fuckers. Like
you can still win. Yes. You can still win. You just have to actually show up.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's crazy.
In mass.
But I get both sides of that argument.
We definitely
go vote.
We definitely talked a lot about
that's sleepy. You know?
Politics on this one.
Megan said, "Can we all disagree that we're screwed with current politics, regardless of who we're talking about? It's a broken fucking system. Society is dumb."
Yes.
Yeah, democracy is failing hard.
I don't know. It's I think the Republican. I think going back to what you were saying about evidence and all that shit. I mean, there were Republican people saying we should. I think it was like 60% of the people said we should see witnesses and evidence. And that includes Republicans at some point. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then Republicans like Lindsey Graham are saying, America doesn't want to see people. You know
and
what I mean?
Everybody's like,
what are you talking about?
We really kind of do.
If it's that's fine. If it proves that he's right, then it proves that he's right. I get it. But at least I saw it and I was able to process it.
Let us make our own
decision. Make an informed decision about what's going on as opposed to just believing.
Just reinforcing that notion that it's completely rigged.
Why is my 14-year-old son who ran away from home and broke public property more responsible for his actions than our own president?
Yeah.
I had to go to, what, 4 different appearances in court for this shit. Trump didn't even show up, did he?
No. He didn't even testify.
Yeah.
Even when Bill Clinton got fucking in trouble for getting his dick sucked, which is like way less illegal than fucking like
– I don't think that's illegal.
Yeah. It's way less illegal. They put him up for impeachment on moral grounds and then this guy gets away with literally doing something illegal like – and. He doesn't even have to testify.
Not one something, several somethings.
He doesn't even have to justify himself. It's insane. It's insane.
Go vote, fuckers.
For the love of God.
Go vote.
Go vote.
And you Democrats, it's time to stop. Just
bickering.
Fucking rock, paper, scissors it. Whatever needs to be done, let's get one dude out there.
Whoever's in the lead, everybody get behind that person.
Jesus.
Yeah, whichever. As long as it's not freaking Joe Biden.
Like, fucking kid toucher.
I am 100% done with fucking legacy
Michelle
politicians.
Get Michelle. I think she'd win.
I don't want her either.
But I think she'd win.
That's fine. But her husband was the president already. We don't need Clinton, Obama, Obama, Biden, like over and over again. The Bush and Bush, like the same families of people. That's called a fucking monarchy, and we don't need that shit.
Yeah, I don't
we fucking shot muskets at people over that crap.
Working pretty good in here.
I was going to say, I feel like this one fucking non-monarchy system shit proves that we might need it.
Well, then if we're going to do that, we need to find somebody a lot better than Trump, because I don't know if you guys have seen his mongoloid
son. No, that's what I'm saying. We went, what did we go? Clinton, we went Bush, Clinton, you know, for a while. Then it was Obama. And then we fucked it up with Trump.
Everybody who's the president, minus, even I didn't like a bunch of shit Obama did either, but he just like sounded intelligent and came across as like an intelligent guy.
But he definitely like murdered people in the exact same way Trump did.
He did some stuff that's not good. Everyone else, I just remember them talking and I'm like, why? Why is Bush the president? I was like, fucking how old when Bush was the president? I was going like, what the fuck is this dude doing on TV?
Yeah, that guy was a dipshit.
D'Angelo
dude.
Said, what's up, Chimichangas?
What's up?
And he said, fuck the government.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
Tim could tell you my views on that.
I just wanted to mention that
we each other. I know, it drives me crazy.
There's like 14 of them.
Yeah. Because all lots of money. So.
I mean, even Obama and Clinton, they're related somehow through marriage or something. I don't know the specifics. I mean, I
feel like that's some conspiracy theory shit where with genealogy, we're all related. Like,
it's just like the Mega like Millions from McDonald's.
Fuck you, 23andMe. Yeah. I ain't giving you my DNA.
It's that 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon shit.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. Love you.
All the presidents.
I had the
aliens.
I had the conversation with somebody at work too about how they were rioting for Trump, and I was like, they did the same thing for Obama. They were burning effigies of him in the street. No, they were not. That's not true.
It was on the national news.
What are you? What?
There's photographic evidence of this.
But it proves to me how little people know about anything. The same guy I was talking about was pro Trump, right? He was like, I just feel like it's so retarded how all the Democrats are just against anything he says. And I was like, do you not remember when Obama was the president, when like every fucking Republican just shot down anything Obama said? I don't really remember it that way. I'm like, you're retarded. Like, because every time I've been alive, whatever the president says, the opposite party's like, fuck that guy.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's happened since I've been alive, so I don't get it. Like, that two-party system thing is stupid.
The problem is it's not even always like that. It's just what you see on TV. I'm sure
behind closed doors is probably a lot more like handshaking going.
Well, and, but like, I mean, even like us here, like, yeah, we've already admitted we don't disagree with everything that Trump says. No, you can't. But he's just an idiot. He's just an orange buffoon, and that's what bothers me.
And a fucking compulsive liar.
Yes.
Like,
I was thinking. So what I saw during the trial and everything that was going on, the Republicans had like little posters with quotes behind them. I felt like during the Senate trial that they should have had just running screens of all the fucking lies he had told through his whole presidency, right? And it would have lasted the exact time.
The exact same amount of time.
But to me, the whole compulsive liar thing is blown away by it's the things that he lies about that get me.
It's the provable things?
Yeah, it's the provable things that don't mean anything. Like, it's not the weapons like of mass destruction, which
like the
was a huge lie.
Thing.
Yeah,
the spray tan thing. He uses spray tan. Period. You can see it in every yes. single picture he takes.
And all the things that he just touched. There's a
freaking ring around his face. Like, his eyes look all funky. Like, he clearly is yeah. using some kind of tanning lotion.
That's but not he natural. Lies
about it.
If that's natural, that's no, cancer.
For no reason. There's no reason to lie.
Ooh, I brought it up before. D'Angelo, I don't know if I'm going to read that. That's long.
I brought it up before.
Our presidents are puppets for these corporate banksters that hold the real power. They own the corporations, news, media. They control the real nation, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Soros, and other families that have the Federal Reserve in a stranglehold. I believe the president has already decided all the voting and back and forth banter bullshit is a show. Out voting is an illusion to make us feel like we have some substance of power. Possibly. And yeah, fuck the Sunkist Neanderthal cocksmoker.
So, a 12-year-old girl created a family tree that definitively links 42 out of the 43 presidents to one knight that signed the Magna Carta in 1215. So all wow. of the presidents except for Martin Van Buren are related.
Even Donald Trump, or when was this written?
43rd president. So that would be it includes all of them except for Obama and Trump.
That's some conspiracy shit.
Fuck D'Angelo, you're right.
There's a lot of evidence to prove such things occur.
What?
Well, before this becomes an episode of Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I like Joe Rogan's episodes, man.
But if we're going to be an episode of Joe Rogan Experience, we need a lot more followers.
And about 6 more hours of time.
It's all good.
Also, one of us should learn how to shoot things with bows and arrows.
The next step is putting on a tinfoil hat and talking about how the frogs are turning gay.
Also, did you know that we no longer have tinfoil? We have aluminum foil. Which yes. attracts radio waves instead of repelling them.
True.
Conspiracy.
Wah, 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 wah.
This
was a good episode, fuckers.
All right, well.
We don't usually talk about real shit.
We don't.
We had a substantial amount of listener interaction.
It's just everyone hates Trump.
Yeah.
If it was Joe Rogan, you guys have to light a blunt. That's I said that earlier.
Yeah,
I said that earlier.
About Up and Smoke earlier. Be sure to check out our other episode.
Pawan's here.
I won't smoke.
And it's in his house.
Yeah.
You can be sure to find us at TOTLB.com. And of course, you can support us at patreon.com/TOTLB. You can buy things out of the shop, including our new pinup calendar, which you can find at TOTLB.com/shop. You can also find links to all of our social media there. And of course, go to tinyurl.com/TOTLB.
Were you watching Twitch at all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was. I had someone comment and then they never commented back. But, anyway, tinyurl.com/TOTLB to be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can, I mean, you basically can watch all of the episodes like 2 weeks before they come out or like a week before they come out. Because we live stream the recording sessions. You get to see us jerking around in between. Uh-huh.
And jerking off.
Ooh, yeah, sexy.
I don't think so.
I think that's also a YouTube violation. But with that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Tip.
I'm Juan.
This has been episode 182 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. See you in a couple days.
What?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albi is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.